I have to admit I am Fred Martin's wife. I don't want to disagree with him, but I want to emphasize something slightly different. The NEPA brochure, which I picked up on the table outside, said more clearly than I could, for major federal actions that may significantly affect the quality of the human environment, NEPA requires preparation of an EIS. They should consider the human environment. I have been going to my husband's farm goes back four generations, but I've only been going there for 45 years. We love it. We're not going to leave. But I've watched the loss of the jobs in that area due to the paper companies in Groveton, Berlin, and so many other places, so many other industries that we've lost. But what has saved northern New Hampshire has been tourism of all sorts, snowmobiles, ATVs, fishing, hunting, people coming up buying cabins because they want to find a place to get away from the cities. If we lose that in northern New Hampshire, we're in serious trouble, and that is the human environment. I look back at the White Mountain School exhibitions of art, which I've seen recently in this area, in Portsmouth, in fact, and Plymouth. And that was almost destroyed by the overlogging of the White Mountains in around leading up to 1900. Then we had the Weeks Act, 1911. It was celebrated 2 years ago, the 100th anniversary, which saved the White Mountains because the federal government stepped in to create a balanced forest use for both enjoyment of people and for logging. And that was true both in the White Mountains and in the Appalachians in the south. Now, there's a serious threat to the White Mountain area from this power line, which is far bigger than the power line that it is following, claims to be following, through the easements that it has. It has far more impact, and I think it will be a very negative impact on the human resource environmental industry in the North Country. Thank you.